The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
Here's your midday brief for Monday, November 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We report exclusively that Saudi Arabia and other OPEC oil producers are considering an output increase of up to 500,000 barrels of oil a day. That could keep energy flowing amid new attempts to blunt Russia's oil industry over the Ukraine war. OPEC Plus delegates say the production increase is under discussion for the group's December 4th meeting and would come a day before the European Union is set to impose an embargo on Russian oil. And the group of seven wealthy nations plans to launch a price cap on Russian crude. Members of one of the biggest U.S. railroad unions have voted to reject a new contract that was brokered by the White House. It comes after eight other railroad unions ratified the deal. The rejection makes it more likely that a labor strike could disrupt some supply chains as soon as early December. The Smart Transportation Division union said it would head back to the negotiating table with the railroads for a revised deal with a December 8th deadline. But without another agreement, workers will be allowed to strike on December 9th. And China has acknowledged its first COVID-19-related deaths in about 6 months as surging cases collide with the government push to ease pandemic controls. China has reported an average of almost 22,000 new daily cases over the past 7 days. And investors are worried about a possible repeat of disruptions to manufacturing, global trade, and domestic economic growth. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.